There are more questions over the integrity of the World Cup bidding process following allegations Qatar secretly sabotaged Australia's campaign for the 2022 event. Qatar beat rival bids from Australia, the US, South Korea and Japan, and while it's previously been accused of corruption, it was cleared following a two-year FIFA inquiry. But now there's pressure for a new investigation, with Britain's Sunday Times newspaper claiming former CIA agents were hired to spread misinformation. Our reporter Nick Dole in London is following this story. Nick, a whistleblower has reportedly come forward with these allegations. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, well, this whistleblower has come forward to the Sunday Times with emails that the paper says shows that the Qatar bid paid a US PR firm and former CIA agents to kind of stoke anti-World Cup sentiment in both Australia and in the US. And both of those countries, of course, were competing against Qatar for the 2022 event, which it ultimately won the right to host. Now, the paper says it's got this email from a PR firm, and in the email, the firm is boasting about some of the methods it's using, some of the black ops tactics, if you like. They include recruiting journalists and bloggers to promote negative aspects of Australia and the US's bids in the media. In the US, this firm allegedly posed as taxpayer activists and paid a professor $9,000 to write a damning report about the impact of the US World Cup bid. And in Australia, according to this email that the paper has got hold of, this PR firm said it was organising grassroots protests in Australia and said it had a group of students in Melbourne who were ready to start showing up to rugby games and things like that with signs that protested about Australia being involved in the bid. Now, I suppose there probably would have been some Australians out there who had genuinely held beliefs that perhaps Australia shouldn't have been getting involved in the World Cup. But what this article alleges is much more than that. It's saying that there was a very deliberate attempt to undermine this campaign from within Australia, and that would have been against the rules of bidding for the World Cup.
So what's Qatar had to say about these claims?
Well, it's denied that this ever took place, Kim. And of course, Qatar's bid has been under a cloud for some time, given the revelations about corrupt payments that one of its former football officials was making. But the Qatar bid committee says it's already been cleared in that investigation, and it's issued a statement denying all of the allegations in the article. So far, no word from FIFA as to whether or not it will relaunch an investigation into these allegations, but certainly they do raise more questions about the integrity of Qatar's bid.
Nick Dole in London.